Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Dini's here. John's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back a dozen years or so since he first joined us on the on our show. John is he's the preeminent tab boards franchise owner in the country, probably in the galaxy. He's the author of 11 things you absolutely positively need to know about selling your business. He is one of the smartest guys I know, and he's doing a lot of work lately on the generations, and I'm glad he's doing that. John Dini, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back. I really enjoy it.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, John, you and I are of the same, pretty much the same generation, and in my lifetime, in my career, I've never seen as much stratification among as many different generations in the marketplace at once, nor have I ever seen so much stratification between the generations as there is right now. What do you think?
It's true. I think, you know, there are four generations in the workplace right now with the number of people over 65. The boomers are just 65 or 66, the very oldest of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you've got Gen X.
Of course, you and I are just barely making that. We just barely made it to the boomer, right? We're on the trailing edge. We're way back of that.
You might be. then you know you've got Gen X, which is running roughly, you know, 28 or 29 to 45 years old, depending upon whose definition of the generation you like. And then,
right,
you know, in from the mid-20s on down, you have the millennials coming in. And it's
but now that's
four
just,
very,
that's just,
very
that's different. Just three generations.
No, that's four. The ones over 65 are still in the market.
Oh, well, you didn't say them. Okay, but
yeah, that's World War II babies.
Right, right. Those are the war babies. All right, go ahead.
And then the boomers, Gen X, and the millennials in their 20s, and they're all in the same building.
Right.
And they are very, very different in their approach to work and their values and their attitudes, and they have a slight tendency to make each other nuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no question about it. And it seems to me, John, in my experience, that more recently the tension between the generations has become heightened. What do you think?
Well, yes.
Is it because more and more millennials are coming in and coming of age and taking their place, not just as interns, but actual contributors to the economy?
Yes, but I also think it's the boomers.
Yeah.
Between the recession and the boomers have a couple of factors involved here. Number one is their health. You know, they have been more health conscious than any generation before them.
Right.
You know, and
we don't smoke as much as our parents did.
Right. And in the last 5 years, you know, you've heard it. 60 is the new 40.
Right.
You know, boomers want to work longer.
Tell that to my knees, John.
Yeah, I know. I took a new class at the gym last night. And I'm actually in traction here long time. you know, so the boomers are sticking around. You know, one of those traditional trigger points in America where at 65 people just said, thank you very much, my career is over, and walked out, isn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't plan. Hey, John, both of my parents retired in their 60s. I don't plan to retire. I don't plan to retire ever.
Now, right.
Never mind whether I can afford to or not. I like working. I plan to work.
And afford to is a big thing.
Yeah, that's part of it too.
Afford to, you know, with the 401ks that got crushed in the last recession, you've got, I can't tell you how many scores of boomers I've talked to that said, well, there went the 65 plan.
Right.
You know, and the traditional or typical gaps that opened because of the retirement of a generation on a schedule aren't opening.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gen Xers are pushing.
Right.
You know, they're like, well, you know, So what if he's more experienced than I am and knows his job better and has done it for 25 years?
Of course, the good news is that there are a lot fewer X's than there are boomers, so there are not as many X'ers pushing boomers.
There's only half as many X's.
I mean, boomers are about, Gen X'ers are about, what, 60% the size of boomers?
No, less than half, 78 million to 38 million.
Yeah.
So you're right, but... and then the millennials are coming out, and the millennials are now in their 20s, and they're finding a much harsher world than the Gen Xers ever found.
Yep.
Job growth is slow. Their degrees are, even if they've got a decent degree, and I mean not, medieval romance languages or something, even if they have something practical, they're
something
not
they can sell.
Yeah. So they're finding the job market very tough, and they're finding that they have to take jobs lower than they anticipated, mm-hmm. lower than they were educated for, mm-hmm. and they're pushing up from underneath the Xers because they want to make up for lost time.
And I'll tell you something else. These millennials, they're coming into the workplace with a boatload of, if they got a college degree, many of them have a boatload of debt on that college.
Yes.
That's causing them to delay their families, their house, their home ownership situation. That's an interesting dynamic too, isn't it?
Yeah, and I wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago about Sallie Mae, which is going to be the next big bailout.
Yeah,
because they're $750 billion upside down.
Yeah.
On student loans that they gave out, like mm-hmm. we gave out subprime housing loans. I mean, mm-hmm. they handed them out to everybody with no requirements.
Well, and they borrowed money not only for tuition and books, but also to live on.
Oh, absolutely.
They lived on this stuff.
Cars with. I mean,
yeah.
Sallie Mae financed a huge amount of things, and there's no requirement in Sallie Mae that you matriculate, that you stay on schedule,
right.
that you're getting a decent degree. You just get the money, and then they hope you pay it back.
Yep.
And it's not happening.
And so this is all part of the dynamic that's happening in the workplace. The lower expectations for jobs for the younger generation because of the economy, the heavier debt. I mean, this is going to affect birth rates. This is going to affect who's going to be available to buy your house, baby boomer, when you're ready to downsize. This is all part of that, isn't it?
Yes. You know,
John, hold on that thought. You've got a great article, Another Lost Generation. Where can that be found?
That's on my weekly column, awakeat2oclock.com.
Okay, check it out. Awakeat2oclock.com. Another Lost Generation. We're going to talk about that. Who are the Lost Generation today? This is the second time that John says that this has happened. We'll talk about that after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.